producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
For the day and the effects of what's going on in the world on you may be mitigated by you thinking about how to concentrate on making your life less stressful. I don't know that I always am good at that because sometimes I just have to be frank. We have to talk about the issues of the day and it isn't always pleasant. But then there are those who give us a good spin on the day. For example, our motivational thought from Anthony Robbins today: focus on where you want to go, not on what you fear. How many of you, be honest with yourselves, make decisions based on what you are afraid of? Fear-based decisions. Jennifer?
Yeah.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you do. Kenny?
I try not to, but I'm sure I do.
Yeah, from time to time.
I think it's really hard not to sometimes. I think it's natural.
Why? What is there about the human condition that makes that natural, being afraid?
You know, and I don't know if this is something from a long time, like from, you know, beginnings of our culture, but I'm sure that they had to make decisions based on fear because they simply just didn't know what was up ahead.
Running, what is it, fight or flight syndrome where you learn how to survive by running away?
Right.
I suppose there's some of that. But I think sometimes we just use so much fear in our thinking rather than what's ahead. What's now and what's ahead even isn't something that you can do anything about. We're having, Meredith and I are having a conversation, sort of an ongoing conversation about things
and
that
Meredith
are important.
And Meredith is your lady friend.
Yes. The idea of trying to plan ahead, I don't know that either of us are great planners. Mm-hmm. So I just think, okay, what are we going to do for Thanksgiving? What's going to happen for Christmas? And, you know, that sort of
thing. That's actually pretty good for you to think ahead. That's a month away.
Well, traveling and stuff, you got to make plans. Otherwise, right. You pay through the nose for tickets and stuff. But it isn't so much that's there and we got to make some plans. But how do you make plans for the rest of the day? So I want to go to the movies tonight. Those are plans that are okay, but what's going to happen to you between now and then? Will you be able to go to the movies? You're thinking, yep, I'm going to the movies tonight. Well, something might happen in the meantime, and so you don't make plans to go to the movies because you're afraid something will happen in between. I could get my finger caught in a dike.
Okay, I'm not that bad. Okay. Not that terrible. Come on.
No, I didn't say it was terrible. It's food for thought. Quote of the day today comes from a couple who spent $170 million for a painting at a Sotheby's auction last weekend. Quote, "We are on a payment plan for the painting. If we had to pay cash up front, it would have been difficult. They are paying with their American Express card for the points. They have a $20,000 a month limit on their American Express." I didn't know there were limits on American Express. Are there?
I don't know. I would imagine so.
Is there? How many different American Express cards are there? There's a gold one, there's a silver one, there's a platinum
black
one, and there's a black one, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm betting the black one has no limits. I don't know about the others.
Because if you qualify for the black, you're not a credit risk.
Right, no. Well, I think even if you're higher. But I don't. I had four or five American Express cards.
There has to be a limit, though, because this is a company that doesn't let you really carry a balance without a penalty. So.
No. I'd never carried a balance. American Express paid them off. I did that with all the credit cards. And then people were looking at, okay, I want another credit card. No, why do you want another? We're not going to give you a credit card. You know, we can't make any money on you because you pay your balance off
every
month. Well, that's how some people think about it. Others say, well, you're a good credit risk. Okay. But in terms of...
Did you explain to them they shouldn't be afraid to give you a credit card?
They should not be afraid to give me a credit card.
Right?
Maybe it's not out of fear. They're thinking that. Maybe it's a business story. Anyway, the point is that these people are able to now, by these, anybody, apparently, if you've got a good enough credit rating, you've got a good credit card, you can buy something for $1 million or $170 million. They can't have a $20,000 limit a month. How are they going to take them forever to pay for it? Sotheby's not going to go for that. But you could maybe pay for it over a year. Pay, what would that be, about a million and a half, about 15 million a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
15 million a month for a painting. God love them. Whew. An interesting though, idea, isn't it? Who would have thought of paying that kind of money for something with an American Express card or any kind of credit card?
I know, but people do. I mean,
yeah,
it's
they
whole,
do.
You know.
Yeah, for the points, they'd fly anywhere for nothing. At least add up the points. Okay, our thought for the day today comes from Alan Shepard, whose birthday was this date, November 18th, 1923. Quote, "It's a very sobering feeling to be up in space and realize that one safety factor was determined by the lowest bidder on a government contract." Think about that. Huh? The lowest.
Very funny.
And by the way, not to make light of it, but you'll recall that what happened to the Challenger was because of Morton Thiokol's rubber, whatever those little seals were, those O-rings?
Grommet, yeah.
The grommet. And they were, that was the lowest bid. And that changed the way they did business there, because they found they didn't trust the lowest bidder. And I think there's something to be said for that. If you're putting a road down, who cares? But if you're flying into space, maybe you need to look at different concerns other than just how much it costs you to get the job done. And Alan Shepard pointed that out. Good for him. In a moment, we're going to meet Dr. Paul Coleman, who is a specialist, a psychologist who deals with children. And he's going to talk to you about how you can talk to your children about the dangers in the world, the Paris attacks, ISIM, those sorts of things. How do you talk to your children about that? We'll have that food for thought in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
This is Jane Applegate with a Staples small business tip. Small business owners may have flexible hours, but we work long hours. Maximize your time and order office supplies online and pack and ship from a store that stays open late. Staples, make more happen.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I have Dr. Paul Coleman, who's an award-winning author, a nationally known psychologist in private practice for 30 years. He's written 13 books with traditional sort of ideas. His latest book is called Finding Peace When Your Heart Is in Pieces. Wow, that's what a great...
Wow, that pretty much lays it out, doesn't it?
That's really... Dr. Coleman, welcome to Good Day. There's a way to get to the heart of things. Finding peace when your heart is in pieces. Wow, how many of us have... We've all been there, so there's going to be a big audience for that book. Let's talk specifically about things that are not good and how we talk to our children about them. The terrible events in Paris... what do you advise to parents who are trying to make sense of this if children are asking, Richie, you've got two younger children, are they asking questions?
They are.
And so why don't you ask Dr. Coleman, what were they asking you? And that's a way to...
Well, my son is 11, my daughter is 8. My son is, more aware of what is going on, and he basically asked, Dad, what happened? And I guess my philosophy was to try and be honest with him, yet keep it far away so that he didn't feel immediately threatened here.
I think that's a good approach. They, at that age, they will know the facts, even if you don't tell them. Somebody else will, or they'll see it on television.
Right.
So you have to be honest so they know that they can trust you. But it's our job as parents to help them to feel safe. And we don't want to do that by giving platitudes and quick cliches and then dismissing their concerns. We want to take a little bit of time with them. I give an acronym, SAFE, for parents to remember. You don't have to use all in the same order. But S stands for search, which means search for their hidden concerns. Because a lot of times when they say, what happened, what they're really saying is, will this happen to me?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so you want to probe a little bit. What are your friends saying? And if you give them answers, say, does that help? Do you have any more questions? Some kids might still be afraid. Do you feel fear? You search more so that they can give you more of what's going on inside them. The A stands for take action, and by that I mean keep their routines normal. Show them that life goes on the same way as it did before. That's going to be very, very reassuring for them. The F is to let them express their feelings. Try not to say, oh, don't be scared or don't worry. Because if they are scared or worried, telling them that doesn't automatically change that mind. So let them express it, and then you can help put their feelings into perspective. And the E is to ease their minds. Tell them why you think they're going to be safe. I would never let you go somewhere where I thought you were going to get hurt. And all the police and the government are doing the best they can to protect us. And that is, those four things will probably help them a great deal.
All right, so to follow up on that, how should I train my kids to be alert and aware in this world that we're raising them in? We only have about 60 seconds left, but there's kind of this part of me that wants to raise them so that they are conscious of what's around them and where they're going.
Well, I would try to pick one or two or three specific things that mean the most to you in terms of your concerns that you can focus on, whatever it might be. It might be if you see somebody doing something that's wrong, or whatever it might be, or if you're at an airport or something, what kinds of things would you want them to focus on? Because otherwise, there's so much to be alert for.
Right.
Well, then you live your life. I've been talking a lot about this morning. I happen to think that fear is a horrible. Any decisions made out of fear are wrong.
Right, and that's the hard part.
But this is all about fear.
But you have to pay attention. But you live your life. Yeah. That's my big thing. Is let's go have fun. Let's go do something fun.
Let go of the worries. It's easier said than done. We all know that, but it's a philosophy to consider. Dr. Paul Coleman is the author of Finding Peace When Your Heart Is in Pieces. Thank you, Dr. Coleman. This is Doug and the gang. Good day. 21 after the hour.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three is the living room.
Three.
With your life in the 24 hours since we last did that, it seems like nanoseconds ago. But I'm thinking about all the things that I've done the last 24 hours. How about you, Jennifer? Done a lot in the last 24 hours, right?
Tons, yeah.
Richie, you've done a lot. Ken's done a lot.
Not so much.
well,
TV.
3 out of 4. Ain't bad. Here's today's My Three Songs contest. Three songs have something in common. This one may require a stretch of your imagination. Well, not your imagination. A stretch of what you know about popular music. How's that, Kenny, for a hint? Pretty good?
Yeah.
What do you know about?
And what you remember about these three songs.
Yeah. All right. First one is Mariah Carey and Boys to Men with One Sweet Day.
I remember this one.
Oh, that's a great song. Great, great, great. This was number one this time, 1995, and actually stuck around through the beginning of 1996. As a matter of fact, it set the record for the longest running number one song. It was the most successful single for both Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. The song's been featured in a lot of seasons of American Idol, The X Factor, and Andy Williams even recorded his own take on it in 2007. So, One Sweet Day, Mariah Carey, Boyz II Men. First song in our threesome. Second song comes from Toni Braxton. Very popular song called Unbreak My Heart. Number one hit from 1996. She didn't even want to record this song. But once it got out there, it was the top of most of the charts. It was number one on the pop charts for 11 weeks, in fact. Also hit the top of the charts in at least 16, 17 other countries. So a big song by Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart. So she was she and her family are recent contestants on Family Feud. Now, why do I know that? What's going on with me that I know? I'm a big fan, as you know, of Steve Harvey's, and I think he does a great job. Every once in a while, yeah, I catch that if I'm, you know, just between something, maybe on the television if I'm by myself. All right, number three. This is Los Del Rio. La Macarena.
Hey!
number one from the summer of 1995, stayed number one for 14 weeks. This group set a record for group dancing when 50,000 people danced to it in Yankee Stadium in New York. That record stood until last year when it was broken by One Direction. So this is Los Del Rio and the Macarena.
I know it.
It's for you.
Al Gore make out songs.
888-302-3684. Number to call right now. If you can put together Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men, One Sweet Day, the Toni Braxton Unbreak My Heart, and Los Del Rio Macarena. 888-302-3684. What do they have in common? Why did we put all three of them together?
It's not Al Gore make out songs. I'm not sure what it is.
Al Gore.
You're not songs that are not on Rich's iPod.
No.
And songs that are on Jennifer's iPod.
They are. Yeah. I don't have an iPod. It doesn't surprise anybody, though, does it? Now, so I'm thinking people are not being able to put... if I give you a hint, it makes it too easy sometimes. This has to do with the mentions each time I went through the individual songs. I told you where they were on the charts. And I usually emphasized it was the biggest or the longest or whatever. But since we only have 10 seconds left, I guess I have to let the cat out of the bag. These songs were all the three best-selling and most played songs of the 1990s. Believe that or not.
Wow.
Mariah Carey, Boyz II Men, Toni Braxton, Los Del Rio.
Most the whole
played
decade.
Songs of the 1990s. Yes.
Wow.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, "Hey guys, puppy up," and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
As the saying goes, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it can also be hazardous. Allstate's annual holiday home hazard survey is out. Here's Terry DeLenta of Allstate.
70% of adults acknowledge that things get riskier during the holidays. Less than 37% of people do something about it.
Many holiday hazards start right in your home. Home fires from fireplaces jump 196% this time of year, which can often be attributed to not having a fireplace properly cleaned and inspected. And fire from candles jumps 63%, so be sure to never leave them burning unattended. And more than half of those surveyed admit to overloading outlets, so it's no wonder electrical fires increase more than 21% this time of year.
We're committed to ensuring our customers and all consumers have a safe and happy holiday. This survey shows simple steps in planning that can make all the difference.
Check out allstate.com/holidaydecorator to find out more about potential preventable holiday home hazards and have a happy and safe holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Out in the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Richard McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Kenny Kessler is monitoring social media, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day. Dr. Ronald Hoffman will join us in a few moments because there are important medical developments about supplements and whether or not it's another attack. You'd be interested to know that the, who is it this time? The Justice Department wants to get somebody who's making bad supplements, so they say. So we'll find out who I'm scared of.
Was it you?
No.
No.
Look up in the sky. I said this before when talking about the International Space Station, but now, how many people, I was reminded by an email, hey, Doug, it's meteor time. The Leonid, is that how you pronounce it? Meteor shower?
I think you're close.
But every year at this time?
Right.
Middle of November? Peaking tonight. The you might see a few meteors depending on where you live. There could be dozens and dozens per hour at the peak of this thing. And as with most meteor showers, the best time to watch is usually between midnight and dawn. So for those of you who don't need to sleep tonight, otherwise, can you put one of those? There's got to be a special camera with all this technology.
Wouldn't that be great? Just
a time lapse.
You know, yeah. It's funny. I just did a search for it, and the first search result that came up with was Gizmodo. Gizmodo. Was a tech site.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, so they actually have a link here on how.
So I wasn't being, not far-fetched the idea I just came up with Richie then, huh?
No, you're pretty awesome.
If you're in the southwest, you probably have the best view. Clouds There's a big storm, by the way. There is a powerful winter storm. If you're up in the upper Midwest and, well, the upper part from the Rockies over to Chicago, oof, what a mess. The storm dumped heavy snow yesterday and last night in Colorado. Blizzard conditions closed Interstate 70, which is the main state highway, federal highway, east and west. I remember once, about 10 years ago, maybe 11 years ago, and it was about this time, as a matter of fact, my son was moving. He basically lives in California since he got out of school, but he had a lot of things at home that he wanted to bring to his apartment, so we decided that we'd load up a budget van, and we'd drive it out there with all of his stuff. And so we took that route, and I remember going through Denver. And I'm a pretty good driver, and I've been in lots of different conditions, so I'm not scared to drive in most any or all conditions. The snow was coming down so quickly, and it was so heavy. It was a heavy, heavy stuff that when it hits the ground, it turns to slush and mush and is very slippery, especially the temperature was just at 30 degrees, so it hits and you have no control over the vehicle. So Brendan was driving, and he didn't want to drive anymore, so he said, will you drive? And I said, yeah. So I remember going through 70, the Interstate 70 that goes right through Denver, and we were going down a hill. It wasn't a steep hill, but it was enough so that it caused a problem for people who didn't know how to drive. So I'm driving. It's a three-lane highway. There's a FedEx truck in front of me that starts to go sideways. If you've ever seen a trailer truck in a circumstance like this, and you don't, I mean, you if you just stop, it doesn't, you know, nothing going to happen to you. You just watch the truck as it goes sideways and wipes out, if it can't stop, whatever is in front of it. You know, you duck and the car roof is going to come off of your car, and that's it. But this truck, just, it wouldn't stop. It just kept sliding and sliding and sliding. And so the urge would be to put the brake on. Right?
Bad idea.
Worst idea you could possibly have. Put it in the lowest gear you can put it in, and then tap the brakes a little bit. We slid a little to the side. The back of the truck was hit by somebody who was coming down too fast behind us and didn't know how to, a younger woman didn't know how to drive in the snow, and it pushed the truck I was driving around sideways because we were almost stopped, but the truck got turned around sideways, and the back end of the truck, she hit one side and pushed the back end of the other side of the truck into that FedEx truck. And you talk about unsnarling a mess, the cables from the tow trucks, which couldn't get to us anyway. I mean, I finally, with the guy in the FedEx truck who was younger, and he really didn't know how to drive either. That's the trouble. They train a lot of these new drivers, and they don't know how to handle these conditions, especially if you've got a trailer behind you that's got like 25 tons of stuff in it. And if you're not, if the tractor only has six wheels instead of 10. In other words, it doesn't have a dual tandem axle, so it doesn't have very good tracking power anyway. So anyway, I got into his truck and moved his truck enough so that we could, we sort of figured it out because we knew nobody was going to get to us. I moved the truck down to the right-hand side so that at least one lane of cars could get behind him. I mean, could get around him. And so that's what we did. We moved. I got the truck. We sort of pushed this woman out of the way behind us. I got our truck turned around so that we could at least get out of there and keep going. But it was, and I tell you the story because I'm sure that's what's going on today all over Colorado. And it will be a problem as you go east along the interstates 70, 80, and 90. So just be aware of that. But I tell you that story because I think that we get into the winter season every year. There's more of this stuff. And that's a story that ended well. But a lot of times these stories don't end particularly well because, again, people just drive too fast and they don't know how to handle these situations. So what's going on weather-wise? El Nino, Jennifer.
Yes.
The drought in Indonesia being driven by El Nino, the heavy rains in Argentina and the intense Pacific hurricane cyclones that we saw this year, we didn't have much of a problem in the east at all, right? There were 11, I think, named storms. Did we have one hit? I think we only had one hurricane hit the American coastline.
It was a pretty quiet season, yeah.
Yeah. So El Nino, defined as the high temperature point for a band of the Pacific Ocean near the equator, low temperature years called La Nina, and that changes what you get in California. So this year, El Nino will mean, well, some say a wet, colder February, maybe early March. Do you think where you are, is that what the normal
That's what everybody's saying. Everybody's kind of shoring up for, you know, this extra rain. But then I just heard the other day, well, maybe it's not going to be wet. Well, we need it to be wet. That's what El Nino is. And you promised me an El Nino and I'm ready.
They're trying already here in D.C. to scare you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's all
get my winter weather forecast.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You click on the link and you read it. And here in D.C., they're basically saying a warmer November and December.
We're already there now. Right. Temperature yesterday here, well, it was cool yesterday, but over the weekend we had 65 degrees.
Yeah, we had
almost 60
degrees
here today.
Yeah,
I bailed hay yesterday all afternoon.
Yep.
I'll bail hay today all afternoon.
But
it's middle of November.
It looks like typically, you know, January, February, we'll get the cold stuff.
Yeah. El Nino years, if you click on El Nino, you'll see that it isn't as bad as the news media would have you believe.
Well,
if you look at the research,
companies are doing that here. I mean, they're actually selling flood insurance now. You know, so
right.
They're playing on
mud insurance.
Playing on you,
so they
your
ought to
fear.
Be selling that.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
True.
Yeah. This actually, if you look for something that's good for our country, the El Nino effect may make our country, in terms of weather, have a better than average year weather-wise all the way across this next year. So something to be optimistic about. Dr. Ronald Hoffman in a moment here on Good Day with the latest on supplements. The latest attack on a supplement manufacturer is the focus of some of our conversation, which will come up next here on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
This report is brought to you by AARP Credit Cards from Chase. Millions of Americans 50-plus don't know where their next meal will come from. Co-host of ABC's The Chew, Carla Hall, is working with AARP Credit Cards from Chase to help find solutions to this growing problem.
Some of my favorite holiday memories are made in the kitchen. But the holidays are about more than feeding your body. They're a time to feed your soul by helping those in need. While dining out, consider ordering a few extra sides and bringing a meal to a family in need. With every restaurant purchase made using the AARP credit card, Chase will donate 10 cents to AARP Foundation's Drive to End Hunger, a cause that provides much-needed assistance to the more than 10 million Americans aged 50-plus dealing with food insecurity.
Chase teamed up with Carla Hall to help raise awareness that hunger is a basic health issue. This year, Chase will donate up to $1 million to Drive to End Hunger. For more information, visit aarpcreditcard.com/drive-to-end-hunger.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
45 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Ronald Hoffman is with us. He has one of the best medical newsletters I have ever seen, and that says something because I read a lot of this stuff because I'm very interested in my own health and well-being, and I'm interested in talking about things that will be good for you, hopefully. So if you go to Dr. Hoffman's website, drhoffman.com, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, and sign up for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, you will learn more things every week about advances in medicine that have been researched. There's great stories every week. So today, I have three or four things that I usually do for you, Ron. One of them has to do with a company called USP Labs being indicted by the Department of Justice for promoting and selling nutritional supplements that may not work. Products like, I think you refer to it as Jacked, some of these other things that don't do anything good and may do some bad things for you. And so as a result of the rumors yesterday, news media got a hold of this in the morning. By mid-afternoon, stocks in GNC and Vitamin Shop had gone into the tank. They recovered because what was thought is that they're going to go after those outfits because they have their own brands for that sort of thing. But USP Labs are pretty skullduggerous. Is that the way you describe their what their product line is?
Indeed. You know, what they did was, look, they're good players and they're bad players in the vitamin business. It is, according to the guy who runs their trade organization, who I interviewed recently, it's a tale of two cities. It's a tale of, you know, honest, scrupulous manufacturers who adhere to good manufacturing standards, and then kind of shadowy players who try to get a competitive edge by including illicit ingredients. In this case, it was actually a pharmaceutical drug, not authorized here, used in China to enhance performance, jack you up, in effect.
For people who want to become more muscular or that sort of thing. Yeah, get more blood to their... the same thing we talk about with Super Beats and Neo 40. That's a legitimate product, but this stuff is not. But it has the same... They're telling you the same thing will happen.
Exactly. The problem was that it had a known harm profile. It could cause liver problems, and in fact, and other problems. But in fact, it caused several people to require liver transplants. The manufacturers were apprised of this. What they said is, okay, well, we'll stop selling it. We won't stop selling it. We'll stop making it, but we do have to sell off all this excess inventory. So let's keep it on the down low. We'll shush it up, and we'll just keep selling the stuff until we deplete it, because it's a waste of money if we throw the stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wasn't cool. Yeah. And there may actually be some implications for some of the big chain stores who accepted this stuff and continued to sell it until it became abundantly clear that it was bad
stuff.
So that's why the impact on the stocks. Now, I think the stocks have rebounded on these major manufacturers. Generally, they are careful, so I'm not going to implicate them. Maybe they got snookered by these products. Mm-hmm. But, it all kind of goes to show you that caveat emptor. You have to be an informed
buyer
consumer.
Beware. Yep,
right.
Read the label.
Exactly. Not
there,
everything out there is good.
There is a there are a couple of things that from the drug, not drug, I'm sorry, from the disease front that are making news this week. A drug-resistant TB has been on the rise, especially in Asia, which is a special threat to young children who have weakened immune systems. I noticed that this in the whole category of these drug-resistant infections, there and here, there is a need for new kind of drugs. Or is there some other way to eradicate these sort of problems like TB, which most people thought was gone, not a problem anymore?
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly a condition of poverty and urbanization, and then often, certainly in African countries, it can be combined with HIV, you know, when your immune system is low and then you're susceptible to yet another disease. Drug-resistant TB is emerging throughout the world, and it is a big problem. It's a disease that we thought we had virtually eradicated.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, interesting things about TB is that, to some extent, I'm not saying it's a panacea or a magic bullet, it does respond to vitamin D.
Really?
And that's why in the old days when they had no cure, they would take the kids out to sanatoria. They'd take people out to, they would sit in the sun, and the sunlight they knew was good, clear mountain air, and there's something to that.
Mm. All right. You presented the American College of Advancement in Medicine. Jackson last week?
Indeed, I did.
What did you talk about?
I talked about IV therapies, you know, how to give intravenous vitamin C and other therapies that we find so useful in this form of medicine.
Chelation, that sort of
thing?
Yeah,
chelation as well.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. All right. You can read about it in the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter of Ron's. Go to Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, and sign up for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Always good to have Ron here. I'm Doug. This is the Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Time to start thinking about your relationship with your pets, because Warren Eckstein is here. He is your pet's best friend. He's a very good friend of mine and a good friend of this program. He is known around the country and around the world as one of the best trainers who ever lived, ever shared oxygen on the planet, Richie. He knows how to train dogs well. I'm not sure about Denise, whether she's trained too well. I think she's got him trained, frankly.
And I'll tell you, I use Warren's dog treats, hugs and kisses, and vitamins to train my dogs.
Great
and
line.
They respond very well.
Hugs and Kisses, you go to pets. Well, you can actually get a couple of different places. You can go to hugsandkisses.com, petshow.com, Hugs and Kisses, a vitamin and mineral line specifically. There's one for dogs and there's one for cats, as Richie suggested.
But like you said, you can get it anywhere. I order them from Amazon.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Another couple of bucks for Warren. That's what we want. Got to keep them afloat. Got to make those car payments. All right. In a couple of moments here, we're going to talk about what happens to you if you're dating and you have a dog. How does that enhance your ability in the dating world? Plus, acknowledgement of Otto the skateboarding Bill. I was going to say Bill. Big hello. Say that again, Doug. Otto the skateboarding bulldog. Say that 100 times fast. All coming up here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards are not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. Right now, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 50% off. Plus, Vistaprint's collection of personalized one-of-a-kind gifts is also up to 50% off. Hurry, offer ends soon. To get this incredible deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code CARD50 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code CARD50.
Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program from the Pet Show. Video of the day yesterday, Warren showed the official Guinness Book of World Records YouTube channel featuring Otto the skateboarding bulldog set a record last week riding a skateboard through a human tunnel of 30 people. And you can see this is just, it just is incredible, actually. See the people leaning over and the dog just going through there. I look at those and I think of Charlotte, my bulldog who died last April. She never could have done anything like this because she wouldn't have been able to focus without stopping and looking and smelling whoever it was along the path. So, all right. So you have a theory about what happens to people who, I remember the first night I ever went to dinner with Meredith, Charlotte was with me wherever I went, and Charlotte was in the pickup truck. So after we had dinner, I drove her home, and Charlotte was sitting in the truck. And I know that Charlotte, from if I go back to some of the old email after that first night, Charlotte impressed her more than I did.
You didn't even have to be there, Doug.
No, maybe not. So how about that? How about dogs and dating? What happens in that league?
You know, there was an interesting study. It just came out recently, and I got some statistics that are kind of put me on edge, but I want you to listen carefully. 22% of men, but only 6% of women, admitted that they actually use their dog to attract potential dates.
Oh, yeah.
Now, 64% of women and 49% of men said they were more attracted to a person if they owned a rescued dog. That kind of fascinated me. Mm-hmm. So a rescued dog is actually more appealing. 75% of women, 54% of men said they would not date someone who did not like their pets. I got to tell you a quick story. When I first started dating again, and I started dating Denise, and she was living in L.A., but I brought her to New York, to my place in upstate New York, which was kind of a little sanctuary. And this was my test, because there I had 22 rabbits, two 1,200-pound pigs, 30 rescued dogs, 6 chickens, 6 ducks. I think if they can get past that, maybe there's a second date. I never forget her look when I took her on the first date, and the first thing I introduced her to was a 1,200-pound black and white pig.
There you go.
The look of love. That's what's amazing.
The look of love.
All right, so are you ready for me to give you one of the best pickup places that is on the planet?
Yes, Richie.
Dog parks.
Oh, really? Totally.
If you own a dog and you are single,
further.
Go to a dog park.
Do you want to make money, Rich? You want to make a lot of money? Really, you can buy more cars. Listen to me carefully. Carefully. If you are an entrepreneur and you rent cute puppies to single men at dog parks,
you know what?
Hire tomorrow.
Even better. I'm going to open a singles dog park for people to show up if they are single and own dogs, and I will sell beer and wine.
Wine, cheese, and you can move up after your dog.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, there we go.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.